I sniff and decide to stop resisting the urge to sidle away. Metaphorically or sexually? An expression of deep puzzlement flits across Fred's face.
What's that? Metawatchically? Nah, he's a bad-tempered old bastard, that's all.
He leans closer, conspiratorially.
This is all beyond me, you know. Don't know why I'm on this junket. Our training budget is just way over the top. Got to use the course credits or we lose them next year. Irene's off studying eunuch device drivers, whatever they are, and I got posted here. Luck of the draw. But it doesn't mean anything to me, if you know what I mean. You look like one of those intellectual types, though. You probably know what's going on. You can tell me.
Eh? I try to hide behind my coffee cup and manage to burn my fingers. While I'm cursing, Fred somehow ends up standing behind my left shoulder.
See, Torsen in HR told me he was sending me here to learn to be the departmental system administrator, so those people in support can't pull the wool over our eyes. But his volmanness keeps cracking these weird jokes about devils and knives and things. Is he one of them Satanists we got briefed on 4 years ago, do you suppose?
I boggle as discreetly as I can manage. I'm not sure you should be in this course. The material gets technical quickly, and it can be dangerous if you're not familiar with the appropriate laboratory safety precautions. Are you sure you want to stay here?
Sure. I'm sure. Of course I'm sure. But I ain't too happy with the content. For one thing, where's all the stuff about license terms and support? That comes first. I mean, Pax with the Devil is all very well, but I need to know who to phone for real technical support. And has CESG certified all this stuff for use on government networks?
I sigh. Go have a word with Dr. Volman, I suggest, and, a trifle rudely, turn away. I know there's always one person who's in the wrong course, but we're 2 days in and he still hasn't figured it out. That's got to be some kind of record, hasn't it? Everyone drinks up and the smokers magically reappear from wherever they vanished to, and we troop back into the lecture theatre. Teacher, Dr. Volman, has rolled an archaic test bench in. It looks like a couple of Tesla coils fucking a Wheatstone bridge next to what I'll swear is a distributor hub nicked from an old Morris miner. The wiring on the pentacle is solid silver, tarnished black with age.
Right, better put your coffee cups down now, because we're going to actually put some of the stuff we were discussing before break into practice.
Volman is all business, attacking his curriculum with the gusto of a born schoolteacher.
We're going to try a lesser summoning, a Type 3 invocation using these coordinates I've sketched on the blackboard. This should raise a primary manifestation of nameless horror, but it'll be a fairly tractable nameless horror as long as we observe sensible precautions. There will be unpleasant visual distortions and some proto-sapient wittering, but it's no more intelligent than a News of the World reporter. Not really smart enough to be dangerous. That's not to say that it's safe, though. You can kill yourself quite easily by treating the equipment with disrespect. Just in case you've forgotten, this current is carrying 15 amps at 600 volts, and the baseboard is insulated and oriented correctly along a north-south magnetic axis. The geometry we're using for this run is a modified Minkowski space that we can derive by setting pi to 4. There's no fractal dimension involved, but things are complicated slightly because the space to which we're mapping this diagram has a luminiferous ether. Gather round, please. You need to be inside the security cordon when I power up the circuit. Manesh, if you could switch on the absolutely no entry sign.
We gather round the test bench. I hover near the back. I've seen similar experiments before. In fact, I've done much more exotic ones in the basement back at Chateau Cthulhu. Compared to the insanely complex summonings Brains assembles inside his laser grid, this is introductory-level stuff. Just an official checkpoint on my personnel record. Did I tell you about the friend of mine who was turned down for a job as a trainee scientific officer because he was unqualified? His PhD was no good. The job description said 3 GCSE passes, and he'd long since lost all his high school certificates. That's the way the civil service works.